I'm just going to read something very short. And the picture I showed you today is a picture of a young boy, myself and Muhammad Ali, and we were in the ring. Now, I might have told you a little story about it. So all my pieces are prosy poetry kind of thing here, as you know. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because we are the messengers. I told you that before. We are required by the sender, while we were sent here, to put the message out. And we're poets. We know. We can see. And I told you before, boxing's a metaphor for everything for me. Okay, I know what war is. I've seen all this. I know these things. And I know how to put your hand on it. And I know how to feel the pulse of it. I told you the stone, David, you had to see inside the stone. You can see this. All of you can. Now, what happened was the little boy I showed you there, this huge radiance, he gets up there and he... we give him the bike to give Muhammad Ali. Okay, because he was the youngest. So we're over there for the tournament. He said, we can give the bike to Ali, pointing at the kid. You're the youngest and brushed your teeth every night, so you get to give the bike to the champ. And the kid takes the bike and walks with the bike to the ring. He drops the bike and comes running back into the coach's arm. I can't, I'm too scared. The bodyguard, you wanna go up with a kid, coach? Grabs the bike in the back of the kid's head and walks towards the ring. You're kidding me. Inside the ring, the kid hands Ali the bike. Ali looks down at the kid. Is that my bike? Looking up at Ali. Yeah, you can have it. Yep, that's my bike. I think you stole it. I didn't steal your bike. That's my bike, and I'm sure you took it. I didn't take your bike. Gets on the bike and rides it around the ring, gets off the bike, puts it down the kickstand, walks over and looks down at the kid. Yep, it's my bike, and I think he stole it. I swear to God, I didn't take your bike. I swear to God. The greatest picks up the kid and carries him around the ring like a baby, and for about 10 minutes whispered something in his ears, a secret never told. He put the kid down next to the bike, and there was a radiant glow and a smile on the boy's face. Now, this is a true story, but this is just part of the story. You see, this represents all that I've seen. In January, they shot this little boy, as you saw in that picture, 5 times in his chest in front of his 3.5-year-old little daughter. I went to the funeral, and I saw the little boy. To me, he will have immortality for me. And he was in, there was an open casket. And his son, they brought him to me. His son was like him. He's climbing over the benches. He's climbing under the benches, the pews of the church. And this radiance was there. And this, as conveyors of the message, we are supposed to do as poets. And anything less than that is unacceptable. Thank you, and have a nice evening.